Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
The writer of the book of Ephesians reminds the believer in chapter 2 that he is saved by grace. This is a term found many times in the New Testament, but difficult to completely understand. Grace has been defined in its simplest terms as unmerited favor. Based upon our nature and performance as sinners, we deserved eternal punishment. But God offers salvation through His Son to those who simply believe. That's grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
I am not worthy the least of His favor, but Jesus left heaven for me. The Word became flesh, and He died as my Savior, forsaken on dark Calvary. I am not worthy, this dull tongue repeats it. I am not worthy, this heart gladly beats it. Jesus left heaven to die in my place. What mercy, what love, and what grace. I am not worthy the least of His favor, but in the Beloved I stand. Now I'm an heir with my wonderful Savior, and all things are mine at His hand.
I am unworthy, this dull tongue repeats it.
I am not worthy, this heart gladly beats it. Jesus left heaven to die in my place. What mercy, what love, and what grace.
Grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. We read of this in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. This act of one so divinely rich, becoming so humanly poor for the purpose of giving freely to those who believe His riches, was a display of marvelous, miraculous grace.
My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny. The God of might and miracles, 'tis written in the sky. Tells us of His power and wisdom all the way through. and every little bird and flower are testimonies too. It took a miracle to put the stars in place. It took a miracle to hang the world in space. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace.
Mr. J.F. Strombeck, in his book, Disciplined by Grace, gives a definition of grace that is most helpful. Grace is the unmerited, abounding provision of the unrestrained operation of God's infinite love through Jesus Christ on behalf of man, especially those who depend upon Him. Or, we might put it this way, grace is the thing that puts God's love into operation on our behalf through Jesus Christ. Grace makes God's love available to man through Christ.
And he came to bring to the world new life and light. What grace is this that brought my Savior down, that made him leave his glorious throne and crown? The one who made the earth, the sky, stars in every galaxy. What condescension, oh, how can it be? What shame he suffered, oh, what agony. And in the death he died for sinners crucified. What grace is this? What grace is this? Oh, the boundless grace of God, seen in Christ the Lord, greater than all the sin of man, and it's freely known. That brought my Savior down, that made him leave his glorious throne and crown. The one who made the earth, the sky, and sea, who put the stars in every galaxy. What condescension, oh, how can it be? What shame he suffered, oh, what agony. And in the death he died for sinners crucified. What grace is this? What grace?
Mr. Strombeck goes on to say this, grace is more than love. It is love operating righteously in view of the fact that the penalty for sin has been paid. Something was done for God on the cross. He became free to fully exercise his love without compromising his justice. Grace, therefore, is not the mere expression of pity or compassion on the part of God. It is not the setting aside of justice and passing over sins which should be punished. It is not a forbearance with sin. It is a forgiveness of sin because the full penalty has been paid by another. This knowledge of sins forgiven inspired John Newton to write this beautiful and familiar hymn. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength.